Welcome to Sword Knot Radio.
Would that be Sword Knot Radio?
Sword Knot Radio.
Yes! Welcome to Sword Knot Radio. In tonight's episode, we're all going to die. Because this is, we are sad to say, our final ever recording that is going to be published.
On this feed.
As Sword Knot Radio.
Yes.
We will be reborn from the ashes.
So, yeah, so what you can look forward to on this particular session is us being our usual knobheadish selves, and us taking the opportunity to basically just say thank you and goodbye to everyone, I guess. So,
yeah, we really appreciate all the effort you guys are putting in supporting us. We apologise for having scarred you for life. Thankfully,
we all read that fanfic.
Yes.
They returned in kind.
Yeah, that's true.
They did.
I have dreams.
Well, you know, they always
not
say,
pleasant.
They do say you get back what you put out there.
Yeah. Yeah, so put your dick away.
But everybody likes it.
So that explains all the... Never mind. Might be the cowboy hat, the pink clothes, or the bars I hang out in, but never mind.
Yeah, I was about to say assless chaps, and then you remember that all chaps
glitter
are
for everybody!
All chaps are assless. Mm. You're supposed to wear them. Over. Well, supposed to. For their original function, you're supposed to wear them over trousers.
Not for other functions.
Not for the fun function.
Like a sexy party, that's the fun
yeah,
function.
Because no one wants to wear it.
Function.
They stink and they hurt.
It puts the fun in function.
Yeah. Well, they're made of leather, so it probably puts the funk in there as well.
They should be rawhide, like thick-ass rawhide.
So, as our listeners, you can expect to not be hearing any of this highbrow entertainment anymore, as indicated by the last couple of minutes' worth of stuff.
You'll miss it! You'll all miss it!
But guess what? There's more!
Yes. We die to come back again.
Yes.
Whether you like it or not. So, Sword Knot, as it was, is no more.
Mm-hmm. Which is sad.
Which is sad. Sad times. Though I do like our new logo better.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, the new logo has got a lot more pizzazz.
And if you were wondering what the name...
Well, the logo...
emblazoned on this glorious logo is... it's Die Havoc, which will be our new podcast. Mm. With just the four of us for now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll see. And we will be back with more cock jokes.
We currently have a Twitter set up, so we're at Die Havoc. I think you can actually look us up on Anchor, which is the new podcast service we'll be using. You can search Die Havoc, but the website isn't up yet because I'm still working on it. It'll be up in the new year. But I think the address will be... www.wix.com/diehavoc. But if that's not true, I'll post it on the Twitter. So the best thing you can do if you actually want to hear more of this insanity is follow us on Twitter.
Mm. And at this particular moment in time, we don't have any kind of schedule because we don't actually have anything recorded yet.
It'll be done when it's done.
It will be.
Yeah, it'll be a bit sporadic to start with. I've never edited before, so my editing style might be a bit more free and loose than what you're used to. I'm going to lean into the chaos because that's what everyone said they liked about us.
Yes.
Because it makes us different.
Yeah.
And God damn it, I like being different. So, yeah, we're starting off playing Biddy's Star Wars campaign, which I'm sure you can tell us about in... wondrous detail on the spot with no warning. Does it have a name?
It does. It's Star Wars Standing on the Edge.
You love Standing on the Edge.
Well, it was standing on the threshold previously, but threshold...
Why did I think it was precipice?
Threshold wouldn't fit on the character sheet, unfortunately. So I changed it to Edge because then it fit quite nicely in the space I had. I can play the Star Wars theme really badly on the ocarina.
Please do.
So, you know,
I will have it running on a loop throughout every episode.
Just in the background, constantly.
Yes, all the time, yes. That'll get some listeners.
No, it won't. Yes, it will, sorry. Yeah, no, positive. So, but anyway, yeah, so we are going to be, eventually, going into the world of Star Wars, and it's going to be interesting because we are using a hacked version of Cthulhu 7th Edition to play Star Wars with, and I don't know if anyone's done that before, And if they have, please let us know, because I'd love some material to be able to reference. Because I'm making this up as I go along.
Yeah. If you haven't, good. Forgive us, because it's probably good. Going to be shit.
Oh, I really like it as a sister.
Actually. Oh, I think yeah. It looks good, it but works. We've not practiced it yet.
Yeah. So, but it's going to be our kind of shit, though, which apparently people find entertaining. What is wrong with you?
You idiots. Oh, we're fiddling with knobs.
Yeah, yeah. I like playing with my knob.
we'll also... Well... We'll finish this bit when Dave comes back from raising his infant child. He's so selfish. We'll also be restarting Dave's D&D game.
Yes.
What was it called? Anyway, did we have any of them on the feed?
We did.
So,
up until this point, I think, dear listeners, you've heard two episodes so far. So we'll be rejigging that slightly, starting again. So treat that as a... Or maybe a little
like a teaser,
teaser or pilot episode is probably the best way to describe it.
Some things will be different. Some things will be the same. It's life. You're used to it.
Yeah.
Suck it the fuck up. But it'll be fun. That is what I am about with this podcast.
We hope.
Yeah. If it's not fun, I'll stab you. That is my rule in all things. Dave, did your D&D game have a name? I can't remember.
My D&D game? With
you
guys.
Yeah, the dark... dark one.
No, we never got that far.
There were two episodes on, and I couldn't remember what we called it. It was Fistful of Glass.
Fistful of Glass, that's it.
Are you able to give, like, a brief introduction to the story?
Sure.
Wing it.
Except for the... basically, I'll be running a D&D game, which is, I don't think, very typically D&D-ish. It sort of pulls inspiration from a lot of different places. Obviously, the tone will be set by everybody, but I intend it to be a little bit darker, a little bit Warhammer. I've pulled some inspiration from Warhammer, from real history and things, and I could talk about plot and stuff, but I have a feeling that might not get done. So what I've done is I've created a whole new world.
What you mean is you're going to come up with plot and we're going to go, ooh, shiny thing, and completely ignore it.
Exactly. Like shiny things.
Let's break the things.
Hit it with a hammer.
But I've done the whole game with that in mind. I've created a whole goddamn planet-sized world with travel distances and all that shit because I thought it was fun. And I more or less populated it, and it takes long enough to travel that I can populate it before you get anywhere.
That's what you think.
Ever heard of fast travel, Dave?
Not mine. This isn't Skyrim, motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh.
So we'll be playing that. It's a fun world. Very different. I have mythology. I have backstory. I have ages and epochs and gods and wizards. And probably none of that will come out in the game. But when we're all said and done, I'll publish.
Where's the shoe shop?
You didn't go to a shoe shop. You went to a...
I went to a millinery store.
Milliners. Which I thought was a haberdashery because podcast brain. Oh, isn't that such a real thing? Podcast brain.
Definitely.
Like the other, like weeks and weeks and weeks ago on my other podcast, I spent about 3 minutes swearing up and down that Greaves were Sabaton. I felt so stupid. From the blank looks staring at me now. I'm a serious nerd for feeling
that's
stupid.
Absurd. I cannot believe you did
it's
such
a bit of
thing.
Armor that
I'm
goes
not
on
sure
your foot
we can be
the bit of armor that goes there.
This is like me with brogues and Oxfords.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Dave was pointing at his shin there, by the way, because pointing is great for radio. Oh, I know what greaves are. I just don't know what the other thing was.
It's the foot bit. The bit that goes over your shoe. It's a sabaton.
Spats.
In steel. Anyway, moving swiftly on.
I don't know if it'll ever make it on the podcast because I like to fucking drag my feet, but I am writing a Cthulhu by Gaslight scenario that's vaguely based on a mashup of Jack the Ripper and Limehouse Golem.
Ooh.
So we'll see how that goes. Cause
I still need to watch that film.
It's so good. It's one of my favourite films ever. I didn't guess the twist until 10 minutes before it happened. No.
Shit.
Which is really good for me, because I'm usually like, well, this film's been on for 5 minutes and I know the plot, because I watch too many horror films. So yeah, we'll see how that goes, but hopefully it should be pretty awesome.
Cool. So
what I want to know is, because we've all shared, Adam, What game are you going to be running?
None, because I'm shit at them.
But there's now a spotlight upon you. You must share.
Yeah, I share none because I'm shit at them. I can barely play, let alone fucking run.
I think that we should endeavour to get you to run something.
We did. It was called Cockthulhu and it shall never be spoken of again.
Oh, it was fantastic! I loved that game.
I didn't run the game at all. I literally just told you, this is what we're doing. And you guys were like, fuck it, yeah, penises everywhere!
Well, that
that's what being a GM is. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Rolling well, it is when penises. You're a GM for us.
Yeah.
Or the hats, or the shoes, or the cats.
Or the bears.
Or the physically threatening with violence the guy you're supposed to get on your side and employ you.
There are some facets of my personality that I can't hide, Dave. It's not a choice.
But yeah, no, I had this very beautiful and exquisite story with character development and arcs and,
nope.
And stuff. I suddenly realised, no, I just need to have a really big sandpit that I can just let you guys frolic in.
Yay, sand!
That I can just react to at any given time. So.
I want to build a sandcastle.
Mm. That would be worse for you. I know sweaty. I know sandy ball sack is bad.
Yeah,
but
I've never dared to have sex on the beach.
Ew.
Both in sex and cocktail form.
It's alright if it's pebbles.
Ew. Had sex in the sea. Just,
like, I've walked barefoot on a pebble beach and it was the most painful thing I've ever done. No, that's not true.
No.
Anyway.
It's a long list sometimes.
Well, yeah.
I think it depends on the pebble beach.
Mm. I think it depends on me.
Just check in the sea.
No, too many. That's very unclean water.
Yeah.
So many infections.
Fish are fine. Although, and they fuck
water,
in it.
Salt water is a natural spermicide,
they don't fuck.
Though.
Fish fuck in it.
Fish don't.
That's what?
It's a big
they said
fish sex stew.
Yep. That's why the sea is salty.
Yummy.
Feed it some pineapple, you'll be
so,
fine.
So, I think it is fair to say we will be us. And we will do us. Mm-hmm. Continuing, just under a new banner. With a slightly revised cast.
Mm-hmm.
And a very much less rigid release schedule. Because we'll release when we release. And you'll take it. You don't have to like it.
But if you want to listen,
yeah.
Well, hopefully at some point, you know, maybe in the next year or so, there will be something to listen to.
If we get like one listener that isn't one of us, I'll be so pleased. I'll just sit there going, "Well, someone's listening to us." Can we all sing that bit from? She's a nun and she sings in the mountains.
The hills are alive.
The hills are alive.
No, the bit where they sing goodbye.
Goodbye, farewell. I'll be the same.
No, see, no. If I was, I'd be like, "We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but we'll meet again, my friends."
I don't know. I kind of listen Que sera, sera.
None of you are my
que
friends.
Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. The truth of my life shall be. Que sera, sera. No.
Look at my horse. My horse is amazing.
Give it a lick. Ooh, it tastes just like raisins.
Because I don't know any goodbye songs. I genuinely can't think. I was racking my brain. I couldn't think of a single one that I would be happy to sing. So,
No. Fuck you.
Goodbye.
No, I don't know that song. I don't know the words. And I hate that movie.
So much. Although it is how Arnold Schwarzenegger learned English, apparently.
Yeah, it is.
And the original German release didn't have any of the Nazis in it, and it was just essentially a family that went for a walk in the hills.
Mm-hmm. Well, you couldn't show any Nazi imagery.
No.
I've never seen it, but even I think that sounds insane.
Yeah.
This is Sword Not Radio, and I've been Dave.
And I've been Biddy.
I've been Princess Consuela Banana Hammock.
And I've tried to be Adam, but I'm no good at it.
And at some future date that is TBC, I will be Dave on Die Havoc.
Woo!
As will we all.
Oh, there will be so much havoc.
There will be so much havoc. Like, we should have said havoc, except that's probably already a podcast.
I needed the dice pun.
By the way, if you guys are thinking about starting a podcast, all the names are taken.
Yeah, seriously, guys.
All the fucking names.
And all the great names are taken by podcasts that have done one episode and then stopped. But you can't take the name because it's theirs.
Because the shit.
Which is exactly what somebody's going to be saying about us when somebody else comes up with Die Havoc.
Ha! In your face, wankpots.
And we're out.